You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We're starting with our new series, all right? It's entitled OPM. Everybody say OPM. What does it mean? OPM stands for Original Filipino Mindsets, okay? Everybody say Original Filipino Mindsets. All right, and I think this is our second part. We did this already a couple of years ago back in, I guess, is it 2008, if I'm not mistaken. All right, we were not here yet in Metro East back when I was still in Galleria preaching the Saturday service. And we had a great feedback on this topic. And I remember last time we did talk about the issue of utang na loob. All right, na di ba pag may ginawa sa ating kabutihan, binabayaran natin ito, may utang na loob ka, di ba? Tinatawag natin na crab mentality. All right, kaya di ba for us to be on top, then kailangan may sagasaan tayo, kailangan may tapakan tayo. And the mediocrity, all right, na pwede na yan. So these are the mindset that people really have. And we want to, basically the goal here is we want to rectify all these mindsets by bringing to you, okay, the biblical worldview and at the same time understanding the kingdom mentality for us to be redeemed, for us to rectify in conflict with God's word. So we're going to do that right now. So can I ask everybody to stand on their feet? Let's start with a word of prayer, okay? Let's bow our heads and start with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, once again, we just commit this time to you. Thank you that in the next 4 weeks, as we understand your will, your word, your ways, your works, I pray, Lord God, that you begin to break in us any cultural values that we inherited from, Lord God, from the different people, Father God, who basically dominated us, Father God, from the Japanese and the Americans, Lord God, even the Spaniards, Lord God, that sometimes we still have it. And Lord, today I just pray that let your light shine and that your glory, Lord God, may be revealed. And Lord, I pray that whatever mindset there is, Father, right now we take authority that you begin to pull this down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will able, Lord God, to be redeemed, Lord God, and be corrected with the way we view things. Father, I pray that you bless the preaching of your word. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Please take your seat. OPM 2, we're going to be talking about, okay, the topic, lusot, lakad, and lagay. Everybody say this with me, lusot, lakad, at lagay. Bago po lahat, okay, paano ba natin masabi na isang tao ay isang Pilipino? How would you know if a person is really a Filipino? Have you ever thought of that? Paano natin masabi na isang tao ay isang Pilipino? Ang isang tao ay isang Pilipino, alam nyo ba, pag nagbibigay siya ng direksyon, gamit ang kanyang nguso. You know, alam mo yun, doon, punta ka no, kumaliwa ka, yan, dyan. Yan, bandaron, alright? Pilipino, kapag hindi mo ginagamit, hindi ka Pinoy. Paano wala naman isang tao Pilipino? Pag nagka-sale sa mall, alright? Na andun ka, bumibili ka ng mga produktong sale miski hindi mo kailangan. Tama? Hindi pa tapos noon. Paminsan nga, hindi ka lang bumibili ng mga hindi mo kailangan. Nakikipagtawaran ka pa sa department store. Sale na nga, alright? Parang ginawa mong palengke. Miss pa ka namang, okay, ito na ba yung last price? So, Pilipino ka. Ano pa? Pilipino ka, pag ang tawag mo sa refrigerator is Frigidaire. Alright? Pag ang tawag mo sa cafeteria, eh? Canteen? Pag ang tawag mo sa toothpaste, eh? Colgate? Alright, di ba? Pag ang tawag mo sa Mercedes-Benz, Chedeng, magaling. Or, hindi ka Noy Pips. Alright? Paano malalaman ng isang Pilipino? Malalaman ng isang Pilipino, pang Metro East to, no? Ito pang Metro East. Naliligo ka sa ulan. Hindi lang. Pag nagkabaha ka, wala kang choice. Naligo ka na rin, di ba? Pang Metro East yan, di ba? Sige, uligo na tayo, basahan na rin tayo, di ba? So, pang Metro East yun. O, ito pa. Paano malalaman pag Pilipino ka? Nagpapakuha ka ng picture sa mga artistang nakikita mo sa mall. Hello? Di ba? Ako, nagulat ako. Yung kapatid ko, talagang taga-Lasal, graduate pa ng Lasal, medyo, nung nasa States, nagpunta lang si Alma Moreno, yung mga picture siya ni Alma, saka yung mga anak ni Alma, sabi ko, Tol, you're different now, ha? Huh? Why, he's Filipino. Ano naisip ko nga rito? Parang, iniisip ko nga, Pastor Earl, Pastor Romel, kung invite kaya natin si Piolo rito, saka si Sam Milby. Ang tanong, magpa-picture kaya kayo? You know, parang, pero alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi na kailangan. Kasi nandito naman si Ryan Agoncillo. Nakita niyo na ba si Ryan Agoncillo? Mga 15 years from now. Ryan, can you? Alright. Meron din si Christian Bautista. Meron din, yung nag-preach kanina rito. Si sino nga ba yun, Pastor Alfred? Si Winston. Tama na. Okay. Tama na. Paano natin malalaman na isang Pilipino ka? Alright? Kahit na mahirap ang buhay. Kahit naghirap-hirap na tayo, paminsan wala tayong pera, na undoy ka na. Nakangiti ka pa rin. Can we just give yourself a big begin? Is that what Filipino is all about? You know what you don't know is this. We are the most sought-after workers in different nations. In fact, in Europe, all right, there's this nation that say that they want really Filipinos to be part of their company. And the reason why, alam niyo ba kung bakit? Because Filipinos are hardworking. Tama ba? Hardworking? Filipinos are very creative. Tama? Filipinos are very ingenuity. There's this something na magaling tayo dumiskarte. Kahit paano, miski complicated na, naiaayos pa rin natin. Ganon katinda yung Pilipino. Sa hindi lang yon, ang Pilipino, naliligo araw-araw. Alright? Doon sila believe sa atin. Pag sa ibang bansa, miski malamig na, nagyayalo na, Brando, naliligo pa rin. Kaya talaga, ang bango ng Pinoy. Saka ang Pinoy, kahit saan mo ilagay, party, kakanta yan. Kaya niya kumata, kaya, para si Charisse Pempenko. Kaya nga niya si Martin Rivera eh. Did you want a sample? Next time. 20 minutes na lang ako. Alright? What are we trying to say here? You know, Filipinos are very clever. We can adapt in different culture. But one thing then, if we will use this kind of qualities to satisfy our own desires, to satisfy our very flesh, then that is a big problem. In fact, the mindsets that we mentioned a while ago, dulusot, lagay, lakad, are something that, it's a trait that we begun to say, hey, it's okay. Everybody's doing it. It's normal. It's well practiced. And let me tell you this, not because it's normal, it's common, I'm sorry, that everybody's doing this, it's normal already. That's why we're here, because I believe God wants to correct us. God wants to realign our mind, or I would say, God wants to renew our mind, the way we think, because it's not just being a Filipino, it's being a godly Christian Filipino. Can you say amen? Amen. Today, what we want to accomplish is this. We want everything to be used in line with God's word. There is a Christian sociologist from UP, an author, and he wrote this, "The Bible is not silent on values affecting a nation." In other words, the gospel supersedes all culture. You cannot just put the Bible in the box and say, it cannot relate to this and that. No. The Bible supersedes every culture. In fact, Proverbs chapter 2 or 23 verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. For as a man thinks of himself, then he'll be like that." The way you view yourself, if you agree that you look like pangit, eh pangit ka nga. Kung ano iniisip natin, sa pag-iisip natin na naniniwala ka, na ganito ang pamumuhay mo, na dapat ganito, kung talagang mahirap ka, eh talagang maghihirap ka. Kung alam mo, one day, you're gonna be out there, shining like stars, being an example, being a hero, then let me tell them, you'll be one. Creflo Dollar, a minister once says, "A thought produces decisions. Decisions produce action. Actions produce what? Habits. Habits produce character. Character produces destiny." If there's anything in our mind that needs to be corrected, then let God's will be done today. Can you say amen? It's interesting that there's a person in the Bible that basically practices these three kinds of traits. But before we do that, I want to zero in what lakad means. Ano ba sinasabi natin pag sinabi natin lakad? Di ba? Literally means what? It's a walk, di ba? It is a euphemism for making an attempt to smooth out difficulties by using a network of connections. Padrino system. Okay? Ninongs. Backdoors. Ika nga. Anybody who's in authority in order for you to be rescued. Why is that? Why do you think there's such thing as lakad? Bakit ba tayo nagpapalakad? Huh? The reason why, because we don't want the truth. We don't want to face the fact that this is reality. We don't want to face the fact that kung hindi para sa atin, hindi talaga para sa atin, huwag natin pilitin. Alright? In fact, there is a person in the Bible who portrays all this by the name of Jacob in the book of Genesis. In Genesis 27, verse 8 to 13, here's what he says. Now my son, okay, here's Rebecca, the mom of Jacob. Listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me two choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies. Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, but my brother Esau is a hairy man while I have a smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing. His mother said to him, my son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me. Dito natin makikita na may naglakad para makuha yung blessing sa pamamagitan ng kanyang his own mother. His mother was imparting something to him that eventually got everything that she said and ingrained in his very system. Kaya tayo mga parents, I just want to let you know, mag-ingat po tayo sa mga sinasabi natin sa mga anak natin. Hindi natin alam, baka yung mga ini-impart natin, yung mga kasabihan na si Lolo, si mga ninuno natin, eh baka naman hindi ho nasa Bible yon. Then that is not supposed to be imparted to them. It is very crucial as parents that we got to discern what's right and what's wrong. It is so crucial, parents, that we need to know what we share to our very kids, our very loved ones. Because one day, they will inherit that. So nangyari po sa story na to, okay, yung mismong nanay, sinabi sa anak niya, sige anak, magkunwari ka. Sabihin mo ganito. Alright? Eh, ma'am, eh, ganito na nga. Baka mami, mabuking tayo eh. Hindi, hindi, okay lang. Eh, baka mami, makakurse ako. Hindi, ibigay mo sa akin yung curse. Think about that. Why is that? Because they wanted the blessing in the first place. Instead of Esau being blessed, they want to steal that blessing that is not meant for him, that is meant for Esau. And that's what happens when lakad starts to come in. Started to come in. Why? Because you want something for your own gain. You want a quick fix thing. Gusto natin, instant. Pag nahirapan na tayo, ayaw natin yon. Gusto natin, teka, sino ba yung connection natin dyan? Sino ba yan? Sininong ba yan? Ay, hindi, kakilala ni AirPods yan. Anybody who is in authority, anybody whom we are connected with, we are gonna use that for our own benefit. Let me tell you, it is sin and it is not right. Can you say amen? Psalm 118, verse 8 to 9, here's what it says. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. We got to trust God no matter what the situation is. Can you say amen? No matter how difficult life is, my friends, listen, there is no shortcut. God wants us to live a life of discipline. God wants us to learn. He wants us to be disciple, a learner, a one who's following his ways. Not just what he says based on the works, but the ways of God. That's one thing that the Lord wants to let us know. And he wants you to have it. And he wants you to have it at all costs. It is better for us to trust in the Lord than to trust in all our connections. Pag-usapan naman natin yung lusot. Okay? Paano ba nagpapalusot? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng lusot? Lusot is what? It means to escape from something via loophole or through an opening. Okay? It is a mentality that is concerned with getting away from undesirable, unpleasant, or altogether difficult situation in the fastest and least painful manner possible. Gusto natin talaga shortcut.
Gusto natin hindi tayo nahihirapan. Gusto natin yung comfort. Di ba? Ayaw natin pumila. Ayaw natin maghintay. Gusto natin, daanin natin sa lusot. Bakit kaya? Ba't kaya ganon? Ba't ba tayo nagpapalusot? Eh, booking na, di ba nabubuking na tayo? Parang umihirit ka pa rin. You're trying to give all these excuses. You know the reason why? Because you want to save yourself. You don't want discomfort. You don't want to go through the tiniest, small road. You want to go through the highway. And that's not God's way. Quick fix. In fact, here's what it says here. Genesis 27, 21 to 27. Sabi po ng Bible, then Isaac said to Jacob, come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not. Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. He did not recognize him. His hands were hairy, like of his brother Esau. So he proceeded to bless him. Are you really my son, Esau? He asked. I am, he replied. Then he said, my son, bring me some of your game to eat so I may give you my blessing. Jacob brought it to him and he ate. And he brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come here, my son, and kiss me. So he went to him and kissed him. Then Isaac caught the smell of his clothes. He blessed him and said, the smell of my son is like a smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. What happened here was he lied. He deceived. Friends, I want us to watch out for this. Sometimes we don't know. We accepted the fact that it's all right. O, kaya naman daanin sa ganito eh. O, kaya natin to, Pastor. Total, di ba, may favor ang Lord. Si Lord is a God who opens the door. Let's do something about it. You know, sometimes do you realize we quote scriptures? There's even a scripture that says, a gift will open a way to the giver. And I heard people quote that scripture. Sige, bigyan na lang natin yan para, you know what? Di tayo pwedeng magpalusot. Di ko tayo pwedeng mag-shortcut. God knows the condition of our hearts. In fact, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9 says, the man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. If you're living a life of a crooked path, of a crooked ways, if you don't repent, if we're not going to correct our ways, then we will be found out. That's what the Bible says. After this, in fact, you know, because of fear, what happened was Jacob went to Laban. Okay, napalaban ho siya kay Laban. Okay, nagkaroon siya na talagang kakatapat niya. What happened was, nagustuhan niya po yung pangalawang anak ni Laban, na si Rachel. Okay, pero, ang ginawa, dahil na in love siya, sabi niya ganon, sabi po ni Jacob kay Laban, sir, pwede ba akong magsilbi sa iyo 7 years? Pag nagsilbi na ako sa iyo, bigay mo na sa akin si Rachel. O ba, sige, sure, why? Let's go for it. 7 years. 7 years, mga kapatid. Okay, nagsilbi po siya kay Laban. Ang nangyari po, nagansyo siya. Nagansyo siya ni Laban. Kasi nga, si Rachel po is the second daughter. Usually, the person who will give first, okay, in the family is the first daughter. So what she did, during that night when there was party going on, celebrating, it was supposed to be Rachel. Ang ginawa po ni Laban, binigay po sa kanya na hindi niya alam, si Leah. And so what happened, you know, something happened there and all of a sudden he was so shocked. And then he came to Laban, ano ba nangyari? Bakit mo ginansyo? Kasi nga hindi nga pwede. Kailangan yung first daughter. So sabi niya, sige, magsisilbi uli ako another 7 years for me to have your second daughter. And that's what he did. You know, what he didn't know is he accepted the fact that it's all right. Imagine, nasa pamilya nila. Yung panggagancho, yung pagdideceive, yung paglalay, for them to make palusot, for them to receive the blessing. It's there in the family. Why is that? Because what they don't know, it's ingrained in them. It's not just a thought. It has become a culture. And sometimes it takes someone from the outside for us to be told, hey, look, man, you're wrong. You don't see what it is right now. Why? Because you are into that. You become blind because that is familiarity. Everything is okay. Everything is been practiced. Everything is common that you don't know. It's already a wrongdoing. And yet, we still do it for our own sake. It's an unending cycle of lusot. In fact, lagay, all right? Mapunta tayo sa lagay. It is bribery. It is a sin. Once and for all. And it demeans the person. The reason why it demeans, downgrades the person, simply because, pera lang yan eh. Magkano ka ba? katapat lang niyang pera. Tingnan, opera nga natin ng 10 million. Opera nga natin, tingnan ko kung hindi bumigayan.
See, it demeans the person. We think that the person is a product. And that's why a lot of people have a distorted kind of value. That we need to know the very values of God. We should not and can't be bought by any price. Can you say amen?
Hindi kailanman. In fact, because of this dubious practice, this vocabulary of legay supports how deep this sin is and ingrained in our culture. This concept has been expressed at least 28, 29, 30. 30 different kinds of words that expresses the word legay. Let me read it to you. It means regalo, bigay, tip, balato, padulas, langis, hingi, pitik, kamig, amot, hot-hot, dekwat, umit, kickback, porsyento, SOP yan, for the boys, kupet, lagay, suhol, kotong, tong, kikel, dugas, kulimbat, kurakot, tongpats, bukol, e yung para kay Eddie. Hindi lang. There's another word. Which I'm going to share to you a story. What is that word? You know, one of our pastors, by the way, was driving one time. And then all of a sudden, for such reason, na hintuho siya na MMDA. Tapos sabi ng MMDA, but ano ginawa mo? Swerving ka? Eh, pastoru ito. Ah, sorry, hindi ko alam eh. Okay, bigla ko, eh, hindi pwede. Swerving ka. So, anong lagay ngayon? Sabi ni MMDA, anong ibig sabihin anong lagay ngayon? So, anong lagay ngayon? Nag-swerving ka. Siyempre, kukunin ko lisensya mo. Sabi ngayon ni pastor, alam mo, hindi ko kasi gawain yan eh. Kristiyano kasi ako eh. Ah, Kristiyano ka ba? O sige, wag na lang lagay. Love gift na lang. The 30th word, love gift, mga kapatid. You know, when you talk about lagay here, it's the person who gives the money, who offers the money, and the person who receives the money. Hindi po ba? Dalawa yan eh. Kaya nga sinabi po natin, this is what you call a trilogy of maneuver. Kasi nga, yung lusot, lakad, at lagay, actually ano yan eh, triplet yan sila. Alright? Hindi mo pwedeng tanggalin yung isa eh. Magkakasama po yan. Kaya kailangan po natin i-expose yung mga ganitong bagay na nasa atin, hindi po ba? We got to know what's right and we got to know how can we be delivered from this. In fact, the lagay thing, what happened was, because of the sake of time, Jacob was so afraid of Esau dahil di ba, medyo naisahan niya si, na-deceive niya kumbaga, si Esau. Kasi nga siya yung firstborn, he was supposed to be blessed by Isaac, his dad. Pero nangyari, di ba, because of his cunning, because of his deception, he came to the picture, he stole the blessing. Think about that. Ang galing, galing ni Jacob. So ngayon, takot na takot siya. Nung alam niya parating si Jacob with this man, you know what he did? He gave all the blessings. He started to get all the goats, the herds, the camels, and give it to him. He started to make lagay to appease his insecurity because he knows the moment that my kuya, pare, upakan ako nito, baka patayin ako nito, madedo ako. And he did that. The way for him to overcome in that situation, that difficulty, is for Jacob to use this mindset, this action called lagay. Here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 17:23. Sabi po ng Bible sa Proverbs 17:23. A wicked man accepts a bribe. Who accepts a bribe? Wicked man. In secret, to pervert the course of justice. Generally, that's why justice, our justice today, is perverted. You know why? Because those people who's supposed to be godly and upright are there being perverted because of what? Bribe. Another scripture in Ecclesiastes. Sabi po na Ecclesiastes, extortion turns a wise man into a fool. And a bribe corrupts what? The heart. You offer the bribe, you receive the bribe. Listen, you're corrupt. We are corrupt. Don't you ever point a finger to those people who are in the government who stole millions when you yourself are offering bribes. When we ourselves are receiving bribes. Sige na nga, para makalusot na. Are you here with me? The trilogy of maneuver, which is lusot, lagay, lakad, the very purpose of that is to what? To manipulate the blessing, the security, the wealth and your future inheritance. It's all for the sake of satisfying yourself. Do you realize that we all are like Jacob as a nation? Alam niyo po ba, I was just thinking, why would Jacob do that? You know the reason why he did that? It's for himself, for his own satisfaction. But in fact, think about this. In fact, right from the very beginning, God has already promised that Jacob will be blessed. Right from the very beginning, there was prophecies made. God gave a word, that blessing, that the second son will actually be the first one, where the first son will be serving the second son. It was actually written there that God himself says that Jacob himself will be a stronger person who will be what? Representing a stronger nation. And yet, he went on to do his wicked ways for him to be blessed. Let me tell you people, God has ordained blessings in our midst. God has ordained blessing individually, us personally, not just personally, but our families, as a church, as a community, as a city here in Metro East, as our nation here, the Philippines. God has ordained blessing after blessing that will be moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory. There's so much resources that Philippines has. It's not just the resources, but it's the kind of quality that God has raised up with. It's our personality, our character, and nobody can take that out from us. The only way we could do is for us to follow his ways and his commands. Are you here with me? God wants to bless. Enough is enough of all this lakad, lusot, lagay. Let me tell you, it is a sin in the eyes of God. Can you say amen? Question, how can we be delivered from this? Genesis 32 verse 22 to 30. The night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, his 11 sons, and crossed ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. There was a man who appeared. All right, let's move on. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Ang utak talaga ni Jacob, no? Galing! Teka muna, hindi kita paalisin. Unless you bless me. All right? Let's continue. The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. The man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." So Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him right there. Verse 30. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." All right, think about this. What is the way for Jacob to be transformed? What's the ultimate point that he was transformed? Guess what it is? He was transformed because he met God face to face. He was transformed because he encountered God. And the only way for him to get out and for him to change and for him to be transformed is God himself, his presence, his works, his ways, our time, the way we spend with God. When we started to pray, when we start reading the Bible, the Lord is going to renew our mind. The Lord is going to change our character the way he wants that Jesus will be seen in our lives. That's the way to do it. It's only Jesus' way and nonetheless. Can you say amen? That's why, as we leave this place, always remember, it's a matter of encountering God. And encountering God straightens our crooked ways. In fact, I'd like to say this. Jacob encountered God. That's the only way. It's a continuous process. Yes, overnight, there was a change of heart. God did something. There was deliverance right there and there. That's why he came out, changed and transformed, because God transformed him. You know, what's interesting is you could see the transformation process of Jacob. Remember, his first name was Esau. Diba? Diba nagpanggap siya na Esau, yung first name niya? And what does Esau means? You know that Esau means hairy? Everybody say hairy. Alam niyo ba yung French sa hairy? Alam ba yung French sa hairy? You don't know? It's called Madame Major. Hairy, kasi Madame Major. Anyway, all right, balik-balik tayo. Esau means what? Hairy, who became Jacob. Jacob means a planter, deceiver, liar. And then he was transformed to Israel when he encountered God. What does Israel means? Israel means what? He struggles with God. In Isaiah 42 verse 2, where he has a new name. His name was Jeshurun. And you know what Jeshurun means? The upright one. Think about it. There was a process of transformation. That's why, you know what, we're so excited about this topic. Because I believe this is just a starting point in the next 4 weeks that the Lord will bring transformation in our lives. Can you say amen? And the only way out, yes, the only way out is God's presence. 1 John chapter 1, here's what it says. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Folks, you might be saying, well, it's ingrained, it's in our culture. Well, let me tell you this. I can't help you, but Jesus can. Jesus can. The light of Christ can. His blood that purifies us will be the one to set us free. Will be the one to deliver us from all these mindsets against His Word. Why Jesus? Because in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, here's what the Bible says. For there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all men. The testimony given in its proper time. Guys, listen. There's only one way who could fix everything. You don't need a fixer in your life. There is an ultimate fixer who then went shortcut. He went through the process. The Bible says He fulfilled all righteousness. Every need of man boils down to the person of Jesus Christ. The change that you're asking for is right in Him. His presence is the one who can transform, renew our mind, change our hearts, change the way we think, change our ways, change our attitudes, and even our own culture and mindsets. He's the only one who can do it. Why? Because He is the mediator. There's no one. In closing, I'd like to say this. Kaya nga ho tayo, we go straight to Christ. Kaya nga, alam nyo ba yung purgatory? Alam nyo ba yun? Saka yung padasal? Na kailangan magbayad ka para mapunta ka sa heaven? Alam nyo ba tawag doon? Lagay yun eh, lagay. Hello, I'm not kidding here. It is. It's even something in the religiosity of men. But the good news is, Jesus came to the picture. He went straight to the cross. No shortcuts. He gave and shed His blood so that all of us will be set free and experience freedom and victory in this so-called walk of faith. Can you say amen? Can we just give Jesus a big, big hand for that? As we share God's Word today, maybe, I don't know, the Holy Spirit has showed you something. Maybe it is something that we need face to face, confront this and say, God, I have a problem with this. Yes, Lord, I'm reading my Bible, but Lord, I never thought that I still had this. Or maybe just recently, you gave into this. Or maybe you parents, you taught your kids not knowingly that you're sharing this kind of stuff, which is against God's Word. I have a good news for you. There's only one way, and that is, the word is repent. As we repent today and turn to God, I believe the Lord will purify us from all our sins. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive all our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness for us to be made right once again. Can I ask every head to bow down and eyes closed, please? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I thank You. For this moment, Lord. Lord, I thank You for just Your grace in this very place. That Your heart's desire is for us to be blessed. Your heart's desire, Lord God, is for us to be made right. And the only way is for us to encounter You so that our crooked ways will be straightened. While every heads are bowed down and eyes closed, I just want to pray for you and say, if you are guilty of this and somehow the Holy Spirit is here, I believe. The Lord has showed you something. Would you lift up your hands? I just want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands and say, that's me, Pastor Mark. I believe the Lord has spoken to me. I still have this part of our family, our culture. Lift up your hands. I just want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Just lift up your hands. Anyone else? God knows your heart. The Lord has touched you. The Lord is exposing this for you to get right. That's why He wants you to repent and He wants you to turn to Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put your hands down. Father, I pray for those people who acknowledge You, who acknowledge that they need to change. And the only way to change is not that they want to change, but it's You who can bring transformation. Father, I pray that even as we learn from Your ways, Lord, I pray that You would straighten our crooked ways. Lord, I pray that Lusot, Lagay, Lakad will be erased in our own vocabulary, Lord. Lord, in our own system, in our own mindsets. Would You hold Your hand right? Would You hold Your head right now? Just hold Your head. Hold Your head. Touch Your head. I just want to pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, You said, do not be conformed any longer for the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of Your mind, and we will know and test what is God's will is, perfect, pleasing in our own lives. Father, I thank You that, Lord God, You have given us the weapons of warfare, not the weapons of the world, but the weapons for us to come against any arguments, pretension that come against the knowledge of Christ. And Father, I pray that let our mind be obedient to Your will, to Your ways, to Your works, to Your word. And Lord, I pray, as we encounter You, set Your people free. I pray for the spirit of freedom to come upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, we give You glory and the highest praise. Thank You for You, who You are in our midst, that we will encounter You every day, and we will be transformed in the image of Christ. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone would say, Amen.